Fantastic. 2 Corinthians. Turn in your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 5. I want to talk to you this morning about get up and get going again. Get up and get going again. Who's ever felt like they've been knocked down and it's hard to get up? Don't say that, ladies. I wish they would just be a bit engaged this morning. Get up and get going again. 3 to 5, let me read it to you from the New Living Translation. Christ, he is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can still be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. You can be sure more God will shower us with comfort through Christ. So the way that we want it to go. The person who wrote this epistle, in reality, life hardly ever goes the way you think it's going to go. Corinthians 1:8, it says this. Let's put up the scripture this morning. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we thought we would never live through it. Who's felt like that before? Who's still alive? Sometimes we can get so... And so I want to give you some keys this morning to help us, because this is more as much about circumstances have caused failure in our life. So this morning... This is the great Apostle Paul. He actually felt that. He was so overwhelmed in this situation. It was likely that it was immense opposition. We all have immense opposition, do we not? We have all failed. Sometimes, even while others, and that's probably the hardest thing, when others have succeeded, we fail. We aren't able to complete a task or challenge, we lose the game. We fail an exam. Maybe we fail a test, fail our driving license, fail whatever. We fall in a relationship or a marriage. We do something that is wrong. Maybe even turn our backs on Jesus because the failure is just too... See, it's fine. You know, whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, it can hit you hard. No matter how you try, you can't hit the target that you desire. How can and should we face failure, especially our own? Because if you haven't failed yet, you're very young. What, Jordan, how old do you need to be to fail? It's pretty young, isn't it? we start to get it pretty young. What do we do when it seems like we can't do anything right? Am I the only one that's... How do we respond to life's disappointments? See, there's many models we can follow in society, but I'm going to give you some anyway. There's a political model. Our politicians, I won't name any. They cover it up and conveniently forget. The refusal model, refuse to take the blame and shed a lot of tears. The celebrity model, deny, act indignant, throw some money around, take advantage of the free publicity. The corporate company model, look like a tremendous success, then destroy all the evidence to the contrary and live extravagantly. The Judas model, yourself, be replaced, set your failure in permanent ink for all history. Who's glad about that? And God and His Word tell us a lot about facing failure. The people we look up to in the Bible are Adam and Eve only had one simple rule. Abraham lied about his wife in Egypt and said she was his sister. Esau sold his birthright. Joseph's brothers tried to kill him and then sold him into slavery. David loved someone else's wife and then, murdered the husband. Solomon received divine wisdom and then terribly depressed that even after defeating thousands of people, he let one woman get into his spirit. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, even though he said he would never. I'm not qualifying anything here. I'm just going to move on. The good news is this. We have a Lord who loves us in spite of our failures. does not mean that God loves our failures or that we won't have consequences because of our failures, but he will still love us and be there for us even in the worst phase. Hebrews 13:5 says this, "For God has said, I will never fail you, I will never forsake you." 2 Corinthians 1:4, getting back into line with what we're talking about this morning, "He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others." We've got to see that there is good coming through some of our failures, even though the failure itself is horrible. What have we got to do, church? We've got to hang on to what? We've got to hang on to our Lord Jesus. We've got to hang on to God. And no matter what is happening in your life right now, Jesus wants to come alongside. He wants to be your source of comfort. I do not know anyone who loves to fail. But it's going to happen. This I do know, Jesus will always be there during our times of distress. He'll always be there through our disappointments and our failures. And it is Jesus who will make you stronger. He will guide you through those tumultuous times. He will shape you. He will teach you. But as a result, 2 Corinthians 1:9, but as a result, we learn not to rely on ourselves, but on God who can raise the dead. This is possibly one of my favorite scriptures. We don't rely on ourselves, we rely on who? Who can raise the dead? Do you think this scripture would help when you're actually feeling like you've completely failed? We do not rely on who? We do not rely on who? We rely on who can? If God can raise the dead, he can transform your circumstance. And when things are not going so well for us, God has the best opportunity to demonstrate his glory. The world will try and convince you that failure is an unpardonable sin. Oh, I didn't do so well in my exam. I didn't do so well in making the profits for my company. You know, I didn't make targets. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I'm a terrible mother. You know, I shouldn't have yelled and shrieked at them so much, but I... Every day. Will you let God take your failures and shape who you are to demonstrate his glory? Second Corinthians 1:11, he will rescue us because you are helping by praying for us. As a result, many will give thanks to God because so many prayers for our safety have been answered. One of the other things we need, we've been talking about this for a while through Philippians, but I just felt this would be a great message this morning. Kind of in the same vein, you know, one another. We've got to allow ourselves too in our failures to open up to the last thing that's going to happen if you just try and do it on your own, your failure. What's going to happen? It's unlikely that you're going to feel much better, is it? It's more likely that you are going to feel more, as you'll try and, if you're a melancholy, you'll go really deep, and that'll be... So the best thing we can do is get others around us. All you got to do is make one phone call. Even men can make one phone call, can't we, men? Men, we can make one phone call, whether it's in Connect Group or wherever it is. And you know what? I'm not doing so well this year in this area, you know? Will you please help me? Can we just have a coffee or something? Go out and have a beer together and work it through, and then you can pray for one another. In the eyes of the world, Jesus was a colossal failure hanging on a cross. But God raised him from... I'll give you a quotation from Dr. Jerry Falwell. "You don't determine a man's woman or woman's greatness by wealth or success, but rather by what it takes to discourage him. Great faith in Jesus. Yes, who believes in God? If we believe in God, that's the majority. Is that just because you're too cool for that? You girls at the front? Is it? Anyway. Did you like a stir a bit? Hey. Anyway. Sorry, girls. No, it's not funny. It is to me, though. Your success in life is through just hanging on to Jesus. Faith, no matter what goes down, when you're you know he is still in control. I have never known God to use a discouraged person. It's people of faith. God, we've got to recognize as we mature in Christ and as we get our relationship in relationship with God that we need to actually encourage me and make my life and everybody else to overcome my emotions. And sure, it may take some time depending on I understand that completely. But honestly, is there any better way than to go to God? We're all about. A discouraged person is a person who has momentarily stopped trusting God. If you're discouraged today, know this. Christ. That's what God says. 1, 5, and 6. You can be sure that the more we suffer for Christ, so when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your benefit. God comforts us. It is not that we in turn can be. Is it not so that we can be in turn an encouragement to you? We get through life by being his church. Undeniable facts of life. Life is not fair. Rejection is something we all face in this life. Choose to reject the rejection. You will lose more than you will win in life. Isn't that depressing? There will be more times in life when you are disappointed or encounter the feel you've had a great victory. For all the other failures and losses. Like, turn around. Things are going to get better. The wins are always worth enduring the losses for. Failure is a person who gives up on himself. And grow and become smarter and stronger. Who here can learn something new today? And so, some facts about people. Einstein, the smartest man of the last century, did not begin to speak until he was 4 years old. Isaac Newton was considered by his teachers to have an unpromising future. Cadbury are still making ads about it. Beethoven, one of the greatest musical composers, was told by his music teacher that as a composer, Thomas Edison was once told by his teacher that he was too stupid to learn anything. He was told that when he grows up, he should find a job where he could get by on his pleasant personality and won't need much smarts. When Edison began inventing, he experienced one failure after another. Everybody who always believed in him. And eventually, than anybody in history. About Mr. Woolworth. In a dry goods store when he was 21, but his employer had enough sense to close the sale. Woolworth went on to start one of the first and biggest... Say no more, hey. Steps to successfully facing your failures. Number one, recognize the real problem is a failure to trust. Romans 8:28. We know that all things of God, those who are called according to his teaching you through this time. Some for me to be afflicted so that I could learn. What happens when we are actually in pain or something's troubling us? It's one of the times we can draw. Thirdly, accurately assess your problems. Rarely are they ever as bad as they seem, and that's why we need others around us. Fourth, forget what you can. Isn't that good? Don't look back. Say it to yourself with me this morning. Don't look on. Why do we need to do that? Well, here it is, Philippians 3:13. Don talked about this. No, dear brothers and sisters, I'm not all I should be. Who agrees with that statement? No, I'm not all I should be. But I am focusing all my energies on what lies ahead. Possible. Look. Oh. New and fair expectations. And lastly, get up and keep going. The people we looked at did not stop them living in faith. Joseph was accused of so many things, eventually he got out of jail. King David faced up to his failure. He repented of his sin, got up and he got going again. Peter shed a lot of tears. Couldn't believe it. He demoted himself and he did go fishing for a while. And when he fed God's sheep once more, Jesus rose again and he proved them all wrong. The birth of a giraffe. We're talking about giraffes, the animal. The first thing to emerge from the mommy giraffe is the hooves and the head. A few minutes later, the plucky newborn is hurled forth, because it's about 10 feet, and lands on its back. Within seconds, it rolls into an upright position with its legs tucked underneath its body. From this position, he considers the world for the first time, legs tucked in, tucked into itself. The mommy giraffe lowers her head long enough to take a quick look. She waits for about a minute, then she does the most unreasonable thing. She swings her long inward bend outward and kicks her baby hard enough to send it sprawling head over heels. The violent process is repeated over and over again. The struggle to rise is momentous. This getting kicked around by its own mother over and over again. The mother kicks it again to stimulate its efforts. The first time on its wobbly legs. Instead, the mommy does the most remarkable thing. She kicks it off its feet again. Why? Because she wants it to remember how to get up. Quickly as possible to stay with the herd where there are hyenas, leopards and wild hunting dogs all enjoy baby giraffe for dinner and its feet quickly. No sooner do we get up, we get knocked down again. No sooner do we get up, we get knocked down again. No sooner we get up, we get knocked down again. Like the mommy giraffe, God, get up again. The most important thing we can do is stay out on us and will actually help us. And because we've got to get out of our own self-thinking and allow the goodness of God, sometimes through desperate situations, and that we're really down, so that God can mature and strong, and that situation is never going to affect us again. Get up and get going again. Set ourselves but on God who can raise them. Have several hundred horsepower. I've got a pitch. A car might have several hundred horsepower, but the car will go nowhere until the clutch is released. And transferring the power to the wheels, so it is with our faith. Guys, of power of heaven behind us, but it is to the circumstances at hand. We've got to stay in faith, and faith takes what is for a moment, please. Or maybe more, you face in life. Why don't we stand to our feet for a moment this morning? How bad it seems to you. By connecting to His power, get up and get going again. We can all connect to His power and get going to serve in the house of God. Today, make a decision. You activate my faith in my Savior once again this morning. I'm going to allow all of heaven to be behind me and help every one of us, every connect group. We don't have to stay the same. We don't have to live in our failures. We can get up and get going again. Will you learn this morning how to pray for His forgiveness? I'm going to pray with you this morning if you'd like some prayer. Learn how to interact with others. Don't hold things in. And when you are down, get up and get going again through the faith. If you know this morning, turn this flame in your life. It's long. Do something brave for me and come out of here. Mind you, we've all failed. Every one of us. We fail over and over again. If you just know you need some help this morning, come forward right here, right now. We're going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else this morning? Just take a brave step. We'll close our service in a moment. Pray for me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Last opportunity. Just 10 more seconds. Anyone else? To the front. Please just pop your hand. We'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you, Father, I pray for this beautiful life. I thank you. Happened. No matter how big a failure, Lord, these ladies feel, I thank you. Relationship in you. Lord, I thank you, Father. By the power of heaven. Let the power of heaven transform this morning. More. Power of God. More. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to close our service. I'm going to ask these ladies to stay. I'm going to pray a bit more. If you'd like to join them, please, if you'd like to talk to a Connect Group leader, the Connect Group leader's out there to help you too.